swear you always knew it. Give me what I cry for. You got the kind of kisses I would die for. You know you made me love you. You know you made me love you.
And welcome back.
And welcome back. I didn't see the little... Oh, there's the button. There is it. I go by the buttons. Okay. If it's red or if it says on or off. But this is Breakthrough Entertainment, live 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix.
You always have the Arizona. Option of turning it on.
Oh, now you tell me.
Wow.
Not many people. Like I can't turn many people on, though.
No, you can't. Well,
but I could turn people off.
Well, are we able to load that song back up? But okay, so.
But wait, I didn't say my name or your name.
Say your name, and I'll instruct him.
All right, I'm Dave Isaac. You are Joseph J. Erdo eating Cheetos.
Yes, I was told that it's very rude to eat on the air.
The man to my left, Greg Isaac, Eric Reinert.
Sometimes
behind
you
the
have
glass,
to eat on the air.
And Trisha. On location.
She'll be back in the studio in just a few moments. So.
It's okay to eat on there sometimes, unless you're Dave. Because what happens is you eat with your mouth open, less than an inch away from the microphone. So everyone's like, who's that eating on the air?
No. It's I'm not even eating.
Yeah. No, half of it gets drink. In the mustache, too. He saves it for
Look,
later.
I got a Dunkin' Donuts app.
Those camels from Trax. Go.
It says I have 7 points.
Well, the Dunkin' Donuts app is amazing.
It is. What
seven
does it do?
Points,
go
Dunkin'
up to the
Donuts.
Little drive-thru and nice. They scan it.
Yeah, you have to put money on your app, though.
Hello.
Yeah.
That's but look fantastic. At this. I have 7 points and a free coffee.
Wow, Dave has a free coffee.
Can you believe it?
We have free coffee here. We have free Dunkin's Donut coffee here.
Then why did I buy an app or put money on the app? Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway, we're going to do the...
No, what,
I want to quit you, baby.
Okay, there you go.
This what's that?
This is another song from the song. It's Split the Baby, sung by Alan Powell.
I love that scene in the movie, by the way.
He was singing this to Rose.
I know, that was cool.
I mean, let's listen for just a second.
But he spits you down. The middle, it's time to give good love.
Sounds like a nasty
try.
Movie.
This is a great song, of course. Acoustic, he's on his banjo there. Here we go again. Alan Powell, we had him on to the show just a little while ago. Here
that's right, you sound surprised.
Yeah, it would be such a pity just to spit you 50-50. Especially some guy who makes fun of my banjo, shows up at a thing with another girl when he knows you're gonna be here, is scared of your dad, and breaks up with the most beautiful girl in the world for the dumbest reason in the world. Kinda guy.
Nice. Alan Powell.
And allegedly this was improvisation.
Yeah. Yes.
In the scene.
Yes, I'm gonna sing a song just like this to a woman named Rose. If your name is Rose, give us a call. 602-252-1480. 602-252-1480.
Alan, hey, in this song, the way it is, he sounds like a religious Adam Sandler.
Kind of. Yeah.
I was thinking more like Cheech and Chong.
Oh,
no, more like
it's like some Adam Sandler.
Know, but if you do see the movie, you will understand just how romantic that scene is.
It was good. That was good.
Yeah, it's a beautiful movie.
It was again. Like you had me at hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely.
So that type. Okay, so we're going to review.
Great movie. And let's talk a little bit about The Equalizer. I know we both saw this film.
We did, and I'm predicting you gave it a thumbs down. That's my prediction.
Well, you're predicting a thumbs down. We'll see.
No,
I'm predicting you gave it a thumbs up.
Yes, I may,
well,
maybe.
Hold on.
Maybe not.
Hold on.
I don't know.
Well, let's tell our listeners.
Me. He's an attorney. He tricked me.
Let's tell our
Isn't
listeners.
Isn't it true you gave it a thumbs up?
Let's tell our listeners
yeah,
what the
but
Equalizer
you don't know
is.
Where.
Did you ever watch The Equalizer back in the 80s?
I didn't even know it was a TV series.
It was a TV series
yeah,
back
no,
in the 80s.
It was some old gray-haired dude. It wasn't, you know.
Oh, I didn't know.
It wasn't Denzel.
It wasn't Denzel?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, Denzel Washington plays a man who believes he has put his mysterious past behind him and dedicated himself to beginning a new, quiet life. But when he meets a young girl, played by Chloe Grace Moretz, under the control of ultra-violent Russian gangsters, he comes out of his self-imposed retirement and finds his desire for justice reawakened. So, yeah, this is kind of a mysterious past kind of guy. And,
ooh.
What was that?
Ooh, scary. I don't know.
That was mystery.
Our Halloween show's next week. What was that?
Was that
I'm eating again.
But, you know, what's interesting about this movie, before we tell our listeners what we thought of it, the movie, you know, stars Denzel Washington, but it's the director of Training Day, also starring Denzel Washington.
Love that movie.
Yeah. Antoine Fuqua directed this film.
Easy for you to say. Yeah. Especially when you're not angry.
And I'm curious. I had never seen the series that this is based on. So, Eric, since you were familiar
I've never
with
watched it, but I remember it when it was on. Yeah. Okay. Because I was, you know, like in my 50s then.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, 30 years back.
I know my colleague... My colleague Stan Robinson over the Entertainer magazine, debut issue coming out, I believe, next
very
week.
Good.
Over at Entertainer magazine.
Hope they paid you to say that.
Not many people do that. Oh. All right, so.
Just you, Dave.
Oh. Right. Well, so the Entertainer magazine. The Entertainer magazine.
Oh, yes.
Comes out next week. But Stan Robinson was a big
fan. To say that.
Stan was a big fan of The Equalizer.
Oh.
And I know.
The movie?
The movie and the series.
Okay, guys.
How old is Stan?
I don't
Stan
know.
The man.
Probably in his 60s or, you know.
Early 90s.
Early
90s. No, earlier. I mean.
No, Dave, they were 60. Talking about Stan.
Oh, yeah, not me.
60s or 70s.
Yeah.
I know that.
No, give him the benefit of the doubt.
All
50.
Right, 30. All right.
Well, 50. No.
Stan okay. looks young for his
I'm
age.
I'm sure I'm going to we'll get a text from him. Yeah, Stan looks young for his age. He was a retired.
I've seen this picture. Never
retired
mind.
Military.
Seen this picture.
He's retired. No, retired military. Let me
he
talk.
Is?
Calm down.
He is?
No, retired. He's from film production. He has a background in film production.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Okay, so okay. The Equalizer. Dave, what did you think of the movie?
Well, it was... I thought Denzel Washington was the coolest dude. Isn't that his name?
Yeah, Denzel, sure.
That's what'd you call him?
Denzel.
No, Denzel.
No, you said it like
Denzel.
Denzel. No.
W-A-N-B. Oh, okay.
I thought he was a cool dude in this movie, sort of a saint-like guy. A movie, good versus evil. It's abuse, corruption, greed, power. It had it all in this movie. But this guy was cool. I liked some of the messages. Do something about it. Don't complain. He said, do something about it. You can be anything you want. Do the right thing. Be a good man. It was all those things he was teaching, preaching, but doing something about. I gave it a pretty big thumbs up, actually. Not a breakthrough.
Big one, huh?
Well, yeah. And I don't think... I'll comment on that, but Prozac is the drug. So the thing is I really thought this was one of his better movies in recent times. I don't know the last movie I can remember with him, maybe Training Day, perhaps.
That was a long time ago.
Wow, where have you been?
I've been on the planet.
Flight and like 25 other films since 2001.
Well, you mentioned Training Day.
We were in high school when Training Day came out. Joseph and myself, not Dave and Eric.
Dave, I'm sure the last time you saw him was when he was a member of the Pips.
I don't remember.
Last Night
in the Pips. Yeah, I remember that. But I thought it was an intelligent movie. This guy thought out everything. It was really fascinating, his awareness to detail. A cool dude, very giving, kind. He knew his purpose in life, and it was certainly to help people. This had a little bit of everything. I don't think it really heated up until about 1 hour into the movie. Still, not boring, but the background and really framing the picture started the first hour. It was a 2 hour and, I think, 12-minute movie. But it started heating up. A lot of action. And I want to say one thing in the action. I don't know if you realize this. I don't know if this is a spoiler, but he never used a gun, ever.
Oh.
Ever. Did you know that?
Not a gun, but other tools.
Yeah. But very interesting movie. I liked it a lot. Again, sort of a role model for people to contemplate on how people can help people. And I'm not suggesting people help people the way he did it.
He kills, doesn't he?
Well, yeah. But he was sort of like a vigilante type of guy.
Right.
And I really like the meaning. I didn't see that series. You saw it. You loved on TV.
Dexter.
Yeah, so maybe it's similar.
Oh, yeah, Dexter was a serial killer, but he only killed bad guys.
Yeah, and this guy was all about helping people. Yeah.
Well,
gotta
he was
like
calm
that
on the way there.
Extremely calm and detailed and focused. And
he focused on certain details that would help him achieve his goal.
Yeah. Yeah. I give it a thumbs up. Very good movie. Good acting. What say you, Mr. Joseph J?
Joseph, you did not inform us that the part of Brian Plummer was played by the fourth greatest actor of our time.
I know you get excited.
Bill
when
Pullman.
Yeah, yeah.
How dare you not tell us this?
I know. I like pulled pork.
The evil guy Teddy was a good actor, though.
Oh, pulled pork. Oh, Bill Pullman. How? Okay, right, right.
Who's the evil guy, Teddy? Who did he play by?
The evil guy? I don't know.
We'll look that up.
But yeah, well, let me tell you what I thought of the film.
I don't care who plays Teddy. I care about the character Brian Plummer, played by Bill Pullman.
Well, you know, the Equalizer.
Pullman in, Plummer?
Yes. Wow. Oh. Pushman.
It manages. It's interesting, Dave, that you said that it's kind of a slow to start and then you know, rushed. I thought it manages to be both sluggish and rushed at the same exact time.
Interesting. Yes.
You know, watching the movie also almost felt like skimming through an entire season of a television series. You know, stopping on not just the action packed parts. Well, that's the thing. That's it's interesting, but it's an entire season of a show packed into one movie. And sure, it's 132 minutes, a little over 2 hours.
Right.
And you get the action-packed parts, but you also get the inevitable time filler, and you skip some really significant scenes. You know, there's a scene in the movie where he grabs a hammer, and he disappears, and then he comes back putting the hammer back. He got the deed done without us seeing it.
Was he hanging a picture?
No.
No, no. He was doing something else. He was hanging something else.
He was hanging out with Brian Plummer, probably the best character in the film because he's played by Bill Pullman.
No, Martin. How do you say his name? Sokos?
The bad guy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Teddy.
Really good acting.
I believe. Yeah.
Really good acting.
Well, I bet. But
not as good as Bill Pullman.
Well, I will say that Chloe Grace Moretz is hardly in the movie. She's got awful. She's briefly in the beginning, and then she appears at the end.
She's great.
Yeah.
Not as great as Bill Pullman.
Well, and you know what? Again, this is based on the 80s television series by the same title. But, you know, Dave, you think that I would give it a thumbs down, right?
Yeah, I thought you so.
Yeah, no, you're wrong. I'm giving it a thumbs up.
Okay,
it's undeniably compelling. It's undeniably compelling with undiluted violence that will sear your senses. My senses were seared into submission. It proves for the second time that King Kong ain't got nothing on Anton Fuqua and Denzel Washington.
Wow. King Kong?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Like Denzel and Fuqua could take down King Kong if they had to.
In Training Day,
King Kong,
you know,
is big. And
King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
Well, that too.
He was a cool dude, though, in this movie, right?
Yes, he was.
Really cool.
In Training Day, he was a real jerk.
This is a very great character. Yes. It was unique.
A corrupt cop in Training Day.
Yes.
Most of them are nowadays, and retired ones as well.
So I'd recommend it big time.
I would too.
You know what they have to do is put Bill. The greatest film of our time would be if Bill Paxton and Bill Pullman just got together and we just filmed their lives. Oh. The like two bills. That'd be amazing. That'd be the
that
best
would be
2 hours
sleeping
of
with
cinema.
Big Love.
Like a partnership?
That'd be like sleeping with Big Love.
Well, they can go at it
like
if they want a little bit. But between themselves. Just show. I mean, and all the women
they'd
we're
be very
bringing
open
because
here.
They're Bill Pullman KPHX. And Bill Paxton. They're phenomenal. Wouldn't that be amazing? That's
the
what we
two
want.
Bills.
Yeah. Life of Bill and Bill. Bill P. and Bill P. Pullman and Paxton.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
No.
Oh,
that'd
be
fantastic.
Paxman.
Yes.
No, but Bill Pullman was in Sleeping while you were sleeping or something.
He's been in everything
because
Bill
Paxton
Pullman.
Was in Big Love, so Sleeping with Big Love, wouldn't that be the good combo?
No,
that was where
but
he was married
be,
to multiple
if,
women.
If
yeah,
that.
Multiples. Yeah.
We want to
and multiple women. It's true. Are
they Mormon?
No. Yeah, I think I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
but,
do get
but
from
there
the...
was almost a fourth marriage too. I don't know what
I
happened.
I never
there.
Watched it, but it was on HBO, right?
I actually saw it all the time. I liked it. I also like Masters of Sex. Ever see that?
I haven't.
It's really good. That girl's
sexy.
So cute. Oh,
she is great.
You've seen it? It's really good.
No, but well, she's great at Hot Tub Time Machine, and
it's an intellectual sexual experience.
Well, I haven't seen that part of it. I will say though, in terms of that,
my favorite
with
part.
With the men being in Pullman, he probably lights the menorah. But Bill Paxton.
I see where he's going.
I don't see where he's going.
Talking about Mormon or whatever with Bill Paxton.
Oh, menorah and Mormon. No, that's different.
Okay, never mind.
Menorah.
Eric sees. Joseph
Adam
sees.
Sandler, The 8 Days of Christmas. Okay. Anyway, this movie, The Equalizer, by the way, I thought was an intelligent movie, too.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
add that.
Yeah. It's smart. Very violent. I love the violence in the movie. So let's move on to another action-packed
film.
Another
action-packed film.
Plastic. Ed Spielers plays a young man who leads a ring of recruited university students to become credit card thieves to supplement their income. However, when they inadvertently rob a notorious gangster, they are forced to forced to up their game and take their scam on the road to Miami, the city of high stakes, to pay off their debt. Dave, what'd you think of the trailer for Plastic?
It really looked corny to me, and that's all I could probably say about this trailer. Just corny. That's what I wrote down. Corny. I didn't even spell it right.
It's because neither of the Bills are in this.
Yeah.
Well, you know how I love alliteration, right?
Yes, I do.
Here's the beginning of my review here. Plastic is promising, but plagued with a plethora of problems.
Oh, I love that. Say that
five times real fast.
I don't want to because we don't have time because we still got several movies to review.
Oh, we do?
It makes makes the movie not only bad but actually annoying.
Yeah.
First and foremost, it disappointingly contradicts its title and abandons its compelling credit card angle. I mean, I want to see a thriller about credit cards. No? I mean, if the movie's called Plastic, that's what you want
to
watch.
Talking credit cards that kill.
Well, yeah, that too.
Little MasterCards, I'll take your money.
There's actually a credit card that folds into a little knife.
Wow.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they sell them online.
Nice.
And what credit card is
it? It's just like a bogus credit card, right. But you keep it in your wallet, and it folds up really quickly into a sharp little knife that you can...
Here's my card, take it.
Wow. Hit the femoral artery with.
We'll feature
that. Is
that
legal?
It is.
It is? Is it legal to use it?
Self-defense.
Well, only in self-defense, yeah.
Okay.
Well, Plastic is a blunt and boring jewelry heist movie.
Yeah, don't.
Its characters are also much more cardboard in nature than plastic. Uh-huh. And it's action
because
sequences.
The Pullman the Paxton aren't in it.
Its action sequences are mind-numbingly messy and noisy. It steals all potential for suspense. The girl in this, the actress Emma Rigby, did you see her?
She's beautiful. Knew Eleanor Rigby.
Well, Emma Rigby is nice to look at. Boy, does she look fantastic in a bikini. Yeah. But do not allow her beauty to con you into seeing this nonsense that gets worse with each passing minute. Do not see Plastic. I'm giving it a thumbs down.
It's great if she might look in a bikini. Have you seen Bill Pullman in one? Phenomenal.
No,
just phenomenal.
Oh,
that's Greg saying that.
Bill Pullman in a bikini? Is that what you said?
Phenomenal.
How about Christoph Waltz in a bikini?
Oh, actually, he would be there as well. He's amazing.
Well, in The Zero Theorem, Christoph Waltz plays a computer hacker whose goal is to discover the reason for human existence. Now, that's a job, right?
I'll say this. I thought this was going to be your breakthrough.
You did.
Because Christoph Waltz is... arguably the best actor out there.
Well,
anything
I'm not telling you
that.
There still might be. I told you there's another breakthrough.
So maybe I'm pushing that. That maybe there's another one coming up.
Well, he continually finds his work interrupted thanks to management distractions, namely a teenager and lusty love interest. Here's another beautiful actress, Melanie Theory. She's
in
cute.
In theory, she's cute.
Well, she is. In The Zero Theorem, she's cute as well. So, Dave, what'd you think of The Zero Theorem, the trailer for this?
I love Christoph Waltz. He's a great dancer.
Okay.
All right, you know what I mean.
Yes.
However, this trailer did not appeal to me. It seemed a bit disjointed, and I just didn't seem to like at least the trailer. What say you?
Well, I agree. Christoph Waltz is a terrific actor. Usually he's always up for he's always nominated for these awards.
He's excellent.
But he only shows up in Quentin Tarantino movies.
Right. Well, that's usually
and
when
Horrible
he's
Bosses
good.
Too is coming.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this one though.
I was right again, wasn't it?
It's philosophical foolishness.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm giving The Zero Theorem a thumbs down. Maybe this motion picture makes sense to some people. Director Terry Gilliam, of course, you know him from several films.
Monty Python.
Is he Monty Python?
Who?
Yes, he was part of Monty Python.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I'll go with what Eric
The Brothers
says.
Grimm.
He was the only American in the Monty Python.
Okay.
Yeah, Pullman or Paxton aren't in it.
Well,
I have no
idea. The Brothers Grimm, of course, was an okay movie.
Right? That was Matt Damon, right? And Heath Ledger.
Yes, yeah. But most moviegoers' eyes will glaze over while sitting through this mess of sci-fi mumbo-jumbo. It looks good. The imagination that Gilliam has, so it looks good. It's a really imaginative movie. It's voraciously visceral playground, but the story is simply too bizarre to sustain one's interest, much less effectively follow all the way to its con- its conclusion, which, by the way, does not increase the clarity one bit. Christoph Waltz is captivating, as usual. Yeah. He usually is. Dave Isaac loves Christoph Waltz. Mm-hmm. And the co-star here is excellent eye candy, but beyond that, it's sloppy waste of creativity. Again, zero theorem.
Good for you.
That's interesting. Here's the thing with Christoph Waltz, is even The Green Hornet, which I thought was sort of a boring movie, not very good, even though I love Seth Rogen and all those guys. But Christoph Waltz was so good and likable, even as the bad guy, the villain there, Chudnovsky. It made the movie actually good. And I thought just that alone was enough to say, yeah, you know, I would recommend it.
Yeah.
And that's how good he is as an actor, because not many could really do stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree. So, Makes sense.
For Pullman and Paxton.
I think we need to take a break because we got a really special caller. He's calling in right now, so let's take a break.
And who is this great caller?
I hope that it's Bill Maher. It might
Bill
be Bobby.
Maher coming right up.
It is Bill Maher.
Bill Maher.
Okay, it's Bill Maher. Great. End of the matter. Hey, Trisha, how's it going? Okay, end of the matter. Hey, I'll talk to you in a second. Alan Powell. Hold on a second, Trisha. End of the Matter by Alan Powell.
Hi,
from
honey.
The song.
Dave.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM KBHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Bill Pullman. Whose help leads to the truth? Whose help leads to the truth? So here is the end of the matter. While you're searching for the truth, my friend, he carved his mark in our hearts, but we're never gonna comprehend just how he caused the...
It's always great to have a friend in business. That's why we encourage you to reach out to Brandon Ross at Burt Carpenter Financial, a full-service residential lender. Call now for exceptional service and an accurate pre-qualification. Connect with him online at BrandonRossHomeLoans.com or by phone at 602-953-7826, 602-953-7826. Brandon Ross, NMLS number 858655, and Burt Carpenter Financial, NMLS number 142159.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
I love you truly.
Breakthrough Entertainment on 1480 AM KPHX is one of the funniest stand-up comedians of all time, political commentator, best-selling author, actor, and currently the host of Real Time on HBO, Bill Maher. Welcome, Bill, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, and there's a lot to talk about today. And before we talk about Flip a District, something you're doing on HBO, can we talk about Flip a State, like Arizona, and how we get rid of John McCain and Jeff Flake?
Yeah, well, that'd be great, wouldn't it? I don't know. You know, Arizona, first of all, I think is flippable. I think if you increase the Latino vote, you probably could turn it a lot bluer. Of course, the white vote is dying. So it's basically older white people and the Latinos who wipe their asses. And I think that at some point that Democratic will turn in favor of the Democrat.
And we have someone like Kyrsten Sinema. She's been on our show, too.
Sure, she's bisexual, right?
She is, indeed.
That's what she says.
Yeah, and she's sort of cool, though. We like her.
Definitely a treat as well.
She's bisexual, and she's yes. in Congress. Come on. Yeah. You look up cool in the dictionary, it's pretty much her picture.
And she's pretty cute, too, I've got to say.
Oh, well.
Have you met her?
I have not.
No?
But I'm sure
we could remedy that.
Point, well, yeah, we could remedy that. I'm sure we should have her on the show at some point, because I think she's the only bisexual in Congress. I know there are 6 openly gay people
yeah.
now, and there's 3 more running this time, openly gay. I call it Project Beltway.
There's probably quite a few that aren't openly gay, too.
Yeah, yeah. And that's right. And then there's all the Republicans who got caught in restrooms.
That's right, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
McCain and Lindsey Graham. What am I talking about?
Well, you know, if we add a little blue to the red state, we can become purple. I think that'd be awfully fun.
No, you absolutely could. Arizona, you know, I mean, come on. We here in California, we call it California East. Arizona definitely could become something other than known as the land of Barry Goldwater. And let's face it, John McCain, at times in his life, was a lot more moderate than he is now.
Oh, absolutely.
I think he's motivated so much by the bitterness of losing the election to Obama. I don't think he ever got over that. And he's just cranky and he's always been a little crazy. But, I mean, I kind of liked him in 2000. I mean, when he was running on, remember he had the bus and all the press
yeah.
on the bus, and it was the straight talk guy, and yeah, I think he was a lot more of an attractive candidate back then.
Yeah, he made a dramatic turn towards the right, and I guess to just
sure.
get nominated. And then, of course, Sarah Palin.
Right.
She's not the first openly gay person that has lost, but yeah, that was quite a pick in itself. But
right.
What can you do about that? So talk a little bit about Flip a District. This sounds really cool. I watch your show all the time. What's
Thank
the? Yeah, you. Oh, you're more than welcome. You are phenomenal. I just love Real Time. Oh. But talk about the process of Flip a District. How you came up with it? How people can still participate if they can. I know you have. I think you call it the Tweet 16, and there's
right.
4 people.
Four finalists.
Four finalists.
I love it. The flippable 4.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we picked the guy last week. On September 12th, we were in Washington, and it's John Klein, the congressman from the suburbs of Minneapolis. He is the winner, or if you will, the loser of this. I think it just came about because we've talked a lot over the years about the fact that the dissatisfaction rate with Congress is amazingly high, like only about 10% approval rating,
yeah.
and yet over 90% are returned. We said at one point that the only way to get out of Congress is either to die, to cash out as a lobbyist, or to tweet a picture of your penis. other than that, it's almost impossible to get rid of anybody. And we said, how can this be? How can people be so dissatisfied?
Well, and it might also have to do with how photogenic that part is, as yeah. well, right?
You know? I don't want to. I was talking about this in my recent comedy special. I don't want to see penises. You know, this whole idea that we're going to have to be looking at them for the rest of our life, because you know this generation does that. They put their junk online, and we've already seen one politician's junk, and I don't want to be looking at penises for the rest of my life, especially Chris Christie's.
Can you even see it?
Yeah. I was going to say, there's the guy who hasn't seen his penis.
Since he was 12, probably.
We just thought, let's try to flip one dish. Let's see if it's possible. If we shed a light on one guy in one district, maybe we could overcome the advantages of money and gerrymandering, which is, you know, two of the main reasons why people are able to hold on to their seats forever, as if it's some sort of an heirloom. So we'll see. We've just started the campaign, but I'm going to be going to Minnesota in a couple of weeks and probably going back again and having a town hall or some sort of event that gets people involved. And of course, at the end of the day, it'll be up to the people. I can only do so much.
So this is much more than a bit. It's you're actually trying to do this change.
Yeah, we're trying to do this. And, you know, as I keep saying, we're not for the opponent. We're just against him. This is a completely negative campaign. As of last week, I didn't even know who the opponent was. I only read the guy's name for the first time when John Klein put out a fundraising letter in response to us picking him, attacking me. Oh. And I had said, you know, this isn't about me. It's about him and his record. And, of course, he did exactly what I predicted. He didn't talk about defending his record at all. He just attacked me. And that's when I first learned the name of his opponent. I don't know this guy. I don't know if he's good or bad. What I know is he could not possibly be worse than what's there now.
And how did the people vote?
Yes.
Is that how they picked the original 16 and then you picked the four?
No, it's not how. No, we took that into account, but we didn't necessarily pick John Klein because he got the most votes, although he did get the most votes. We picked him because he was the most, if you will, colorless member that was in the final four, because it would be easy to pick some clown, one of those Louis Gohmert types who's always saying crazy things like, you know, I don't know.
like Yoho the Yahoo, who's saying they need to be a landowner in order to be able to vote?
Yeah, exactly. Those kind of things. And, you know, legitimate rape when you're assaulted by a licensed, bonded, and fully insured rapist. You know,
I hadn't heard about that one.
Yeah, well, you've heard about legitimate. Yeah, these kind of crazy things. But we wanted to illuminate the fact that for every one of those clowns who says crazy things, there's probably 10 of these John Kleins who quietly goes around about always being wrong about everything. And our correspondent, Alexandra Pelosi, is there now making a video about it. And she's in the district, and she talked to a lot of the people there. She's going to be on our show Friday night. And one of the things she's going to talk about is she talked to one of John Klein's strategists, and he said quite openly, his strategy is just to hide.
Wow.
His strategy is just to
be in the closet.
It's so cynical to just play on the fact that people don't know much about him and keep it that way.
Don't make waves.
That's right. Don't make waves.
Well, we have a new mantra here. Our new mantra here is meddle more.
Meddle more.
Yes, because
like
you
Michael
are
Moore?
Meddling. You said the whole point of this is to meddle in the political system.
Sure.
We need to meddle more.
Oh,
we
yes.
We need to get more involved and meddle with the political
Absolutely.
System more, 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 more.
And
Absolutely.
I think we're going to continue to do this and support you in this, because I like what you're doing. You know, as you know, most citizens, you know, people that vote, well, anyway, most people don't vote anyway, but the people of America, they really don't know the issues, and they really don't know what's going on. So I like what you're doing. I mean, like this guy, John Klein, and I'm looking at the website, FlipADistrict, I think it's .com.
Yes.
He's an anti-environment, anti-union.
Oh. Oh,
anti-mind safety.
You name an issue, he's on the wrong side of it.
It's amazing. I mean, pro-war,
you know,
party hack who bragged about shutting down the government.
A horrible hack who all his money comes from out of state, by the way. It comes from mining companies. Minnesota isn't a big mining state. It comes from for-profit colleges. This guy gets a zero from the unions in his state. That's pretty hard to do. He gets a zero from the environmental groups. Michelle Bachmann, who's in the neighboring district, got an 11. And
wow.
She thinks carbon dioxide is harmless.
Oh,
she
man.
Said that publicly. So he's worse than her. He got a zero from Planned Parenthood. He's against gay marriage, against stem cell research, for shutting down the government, against raising the minimum wage, voted to repeal Obamacare 50 times, voted against food stamps, voted against repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, would not even vote to investigate torture, would not even tried to block a bill just to study climate change. I mean, this guy is just bad news. He's owned by corporations, and he is the epitome of what's wrong with this paralyzed political system.
Yeah, no doubt. And also, you know, he's not even for students because he
a bill
to reduce the budget deficit
right.
by raising rates on student loans. I mean, what's up with that?
Right. And that's what caused most of the outcry against him. It was mostly young people, which is something else that appealed to us, because those are the ones, of course, who we most need to get involved in the political process, especially during the midterms. The voting rolls for young people on the midterms are dismally low. I think in 2010 it was like 11% who under 29 who voted. That has got to go up if we're ever going to see change.
See, and that's what I like what you're doing. I mean, you're going to not only shine the light on the issues, but you may just rally up the base and people that usually don't vote. And
no, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And so how do you think this is going to turn out? I mean, from your gut feeling, do you think this will work? And if it does, then I think a lot of people may try to duplicate what you're doing.
You know, I honestly don't know. If I was betting my own money, I would say the odds are against this because, like I said, 90% of incumbents are returned to office. And it's very hard to get people aroused politically. And they're so awfully uninformed. Alexandra was telling me just the other day, and she's going to again talk about it more on Friday, that I forget what she said exactly, but the level of I know what she said, that people in the district, a lot of them, they have no idea who their congressperson is. They think it's either Michelle Bachmann, who's not in that district, or Al Franken, who's not in who's not a congressman at all. Of course, he's a senator. Mm-hmm. And very often they're for both Bachmann and Franken, who, of course, are diametrically opposed, but they're just the two names that are familiar to them.
Wow.
This is what we're dealing with.
So
that seems kind of like with Hollywood and with stars too. You know, the more you get your name out there,
absolutely,
the more known you are.
Right.
And when they see a name they recognize, it's like they boom.
Then you can open a movie.
So
exactly.
So what you're doing really is trying to educate the public a bit and I think that's a great thing to do because it is very bothersome when people hear the spin, the talking points, and they're just filled full of emotion, and they vote based on that without knowledge.
Without knowledge, and people always push back at me when I say the American people are stupid. They hate to hear that. Charlie Rose was getting mad at me about it a week ago when I said it on his show. But it's true. I'm sorry. It's just the truth. When you look at what people know, especially in a democracy where we depend on people knowing things, it's just pathetic. But, I mean, what do you expect? 60% of Americans believe the Noah's Ark story to be literally true.
It's not?
What?
Oh, my God.
I saw the movie, though. The movie was true.
Sorry, I burst some bubbles here today, haven't I? Oh, my God.
Well, no. To me, I rather than saying stupid, I really think that the American people are lazy. I think that we want everything fed to us.
Right.
We want everything given to us.
Right.
We want to be told what to think.
That's
because
true.
Our schools teach to the test, not to teach knowledge, but teach to the test. This is what the test is going to ask you, so you need to know this answer. Not, this is what you need to know in life.
And why.
Yeah,
and
that's
why.
Probably true.
And so if you're not engaging your brain, then it's like, okay, well, just tell me who to vote for. That's why all this propaganda and who sends out the most colorful paraphernalia, all the signs and the people who wave, oh, that girl's cute.
Right.
I'm going to vote for that person or that guy's hot. You know,
no, that's
it's like,
true.
Seriously? Look and see what the issues are. Right. If you don't know what they are, don't vote.
Right. They are, you're right, lazy, but lazy leads to ignorance. It really does.
This is true. This
and, you know, at some point, you just kind of throw your arms up and say, yeah, the politicians suck, but the people are no prize either. I mean, the politicians are, at the end of the day, a reflection of the people. And so when I see giant lines to buy a friggin' iPhone,
and then that's right.
they won't go out to vote, I'm like, fine, but you know what? If that's the way you want to play it, then you know, then you don't get to complain.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
Or they'll go out and sleep over. What is it called? Black Friday or something?
Sure. I mean.
Black Friday.
They slept for openings of Chipotle. I mean,
yeah.
Well, you can't go wrong with the rice.
Priorities. Come on.
Well, we've got people that have been sleeping out, camping out, waiting for football tickets.
Oh, sure.
For Blackout Thursday when they play against UCLA.
Oh, yeah.
But that's right.
Now, what do we have to look forward to with your show? We are so excited about you coming here to Arizona.
Well, you'll laugh your ass off.
Well, of course. I assume
that's the most exciting thing.
I was there last time you were here, and it was a great show.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I mean, the nice thing about the kind of act I do, which takes its material mostly from the newspaper and what's going on in the world and the nation, is that it's always changing. You know, I just did a stand-up special on HBO, and I can, you know, come to Arizona and basically do a whole new spiel because everything's different now. It's mostly about ISIS. No, I'm kidding. It's partly about ISIS, but it's about everything that's going on. And I think, you know, folks who watch real time would be familiar with the kind of topics I'm interested in. It's just that when you do stand-up comedy, it's just to make people laugh. You know, I mean, I don't do silly jokes about dogs and cats and stuff like that, but I do jokes. You know, I've never been one of those comedians who thinks I can just go up there and be serious about something. If I don't have something to really make you laugh, I don't even say it.
And you do such a great job. You're welcome. A lot of the HBO specials. And, of course, that's October 4th, Co-America Theater, Phoenix, Arizona.
Co-America.
Co-America, that's right.
It's just Co-America. America. No A in it.
No A.
No
Co-America.
Oh, where'd America go? Anyway.
That's what we're asking.
No A in team, and there's no A in Co-America.
Yeah. So that's going to be exciting, October 4th. And then October 5th, you go to Tucson Music Hall.
Yeah, I'm spending the whole weekend there.
Yeah, it's going to be. Oh, and then you go to Las Vegas on my birthday, October 10th and 11th.
I'm concentrating on places that are 130 degrees.
That's yes, there you it's go. Been hot. I will say, you know, I like.
But at least you had water there.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
We don't have water in L.A.
Yes, we can water our lawns. Oh, wait, we don't have lawns.
I know.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. That's why you can water them. In San Diego, they hold me at gunpoint. I can't water my lawn.
You know, Bill, I was looking at some of your well-known quotes, and they're just hysterical. One, this in particular, I like, I'll show you Obama's birth certificate when you show me Sarah Palin's high school diploma.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. She's quite a – have you ever met Sarah Palin?
No, of course not. I think she probably has the restraining order, and that's fine. That's fine. I don't need to meet her.
No, not at all.
She probably punched me in the nose.
You know, there's some other names I want to throw out.
Okay, I got to jump off here.
Yeah, okay. Sean Hannity. Ever been on your show?
Has never been on my show. I used to do his show.
Yeah, I remember.
Until Fox News put out a fatwa on me and said I couldn't, was not welcome on any more of their shows. Now, Bill O'Reilly still has me on sometimes because he's powerful enough over there at Fox that he can defy the orders from Roger Ailes.
Yeah.
But other than that, I am not allowed on the Fox premises.
Yeah, that's good, though. That's a compliment.
That's fine. Fox News, I always call them the alternative history channel.
Which is great. Well, Bill Maher, thank you so much for joining us again. October 4th, Co-America. October 4th, I think it's 8 p.m. start. Get your tickets. It's going to be hysterical. And we really appreciate you joining us today.
And the 5th in Tucson.
Woo!
That's right. Get down there.
Arizona, be aware. We're ready to have Bill Maher.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Right, absolutely. Thanks, thank you so much.
Bye-bye. And
of course, that's Bill Maher. So funny. Intelligent. I mean, the guy is a best-selling author. He's done so much. He's an actor. But this might be very interesting to be able to change the political climate a bit. And I like that because you shine some light on what these congressmen or women really are doing. Mm-hmm. People may say, wait a minute, we had no idea. Why would we want them? That is excellent.
Well, that's the truth, is that people just aren't educated, and like Tricia said, you know, laziness, and as Bill alluded to as well with all that. And so this helps. Bill is hilarious. Looking forward to a show on October 4th. But also, you know, if you have HBO, definitely check out Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday. It's fantastic. Not just funny, but like you guys said, I mean, he's very well educated on everything going on in the political realm. To listen up.
He handles himself very well on that show, yes.
He does.
And also, don't forget to look up Flip a District, too. FlipADistrict.com.
Yes.
That's right. Very, very good stuff. And let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue Breakthrough Entertainment, and we'll be right back.
It's now time for the word association game. Contestants, go ahead. Bars. Meat market. Gas. High prices. Politicians. Liars. Auto mechanics. Ripoff.
Guys, whoa, wait a minute here. Not when I think of my auto mechanic, I think of trust, care, safety, and fairness. This sounds like the definition of a friend, which was what Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair achieves with his customers. The peace of mind that comes with a mechanic that puts you first. Located at 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 85018. Call 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerham Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Why have everything? You're leaving here with nothing. Can't take anything, 'cause you have to move on. You were the wise one, putting your disguise on. Lying to pretend
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Greg Isaac, Eric Reinert, and thank you for Trisha calling in for that great interview. She actually called in, and thank you so much. And thank you to Bill Maher. What a great interview. If you want to hear an archive, go to BreakRadioShow.com under Archive, Breakthrough Entertainment. Listen to it again.
It's not there yet, is it?
No, it's not.
It will be there soon.
It'll be there within 48 hours.
It will be there within 40. I'm just so excited.
And I will extract it, and you can check it out on my
extract
page.
You sound like a medical procedure.
You will see it under the internet
page. How do you extract? You wear a glove?
Yes, I do. You know, and that's how I extract all these songs, too. This is
I like that song.
And I want to thank the producers of the song and the publicists for the song.
Very nice.
Because they were kind enough to offer me the soundtrack for the film.
Oh.
And this is Chasing After Wind, sung by Alan Powell, one of our many guests today.
Yes.
One of our many excellent guests. Chasing After Wind is the theme of the movie.
Yep.
Don't be chasing after wind. There are things that are much more important in life.
Like Chasing Amy, Kevin Smith.
All right. Well, of course, earlier, I didn't get a chance to say it, but I love you truly.
Thank you. Oh, I'm fond of you, too.
Jill Paquette Dayswan sang I Love You Truly, and then after that was All I Wanna Be, sung by Alan Powell and Caitlin Nicole Thomas. And,
Very nice duet.
Yes.
Can I kill it now?
Yes, go ahead. Kill that one. And yeah, beautiful song, though. Beautiful theme, Chasing After Wind.
Yes.
But you know what? You don't have to chase after wind. You can chase after...
Bill Maher tickets.
Yes.
One more pair to give away right now. Get ready to rumble. Oh, I can't say that. Okay,
You're going to be sued, Dave.
Shoot. I didn't say it. Craig said.
Hey, can I have a... is there a different show can I be on once he's gone? You think...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why not just do the same show?
Oh, I can just do it without
Dave. It wouldn't be
okay.
the same.
Well,
no,
yeah,
it'd be the
good.
Joseph J. Show. JJ Show.
No, that's okay. I don't like
that.
Oh,
there was a JJ. 602-252-1480. That is 602-214-1480. We are about to
214,
give
214, what?
I don't know. 602. Oh, did I not?
Still got to read it.
252-1480. 602-252-1480. We're giving away a pair of Bill Maher tickets right now for next Saturday, October 4th, Comerica Theater, 8
third
p.m.
Caller.
Bill Maher, third caller. Here it is again. 602-252-1480.
On your mark.
Mark, get set. Go. 602-252-1480. Third caller. Get the Bill Maher tickets.
This is the
now.
Last pair of tickets.
Last pair of tickets. 602-252-1480.
So what's on the agenda, Joseph?
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about the last movie that we have to talk about today. Of course, believe me, we had on one of the stars, Max Adler, earlier in today's show. Alex Russell, Miles Fisher, Sonequa Gwalls, and Max Adler play college seniors who desperate, broke, and out of ideas start a fake charity to embezzle money for tuition. Dave, what'd you think of the trailer for Believe Me?
Okay, I do believe you. Let me get it, okay? Where is it? Here it is.
Keep up.
Okay, Believe Me. Oh, it looked cute. It was funny. It says clothing line called cross-dressing. cross-dressing.
Yeah.
That was funny.
That's actually a real clothing line.
Oh, it is.
Cross-dressing.
Oh, I thought it looked like a pretty fun movie.
Yeah.
It looked fun and just sort of light entertainment and something I'd probably like to see.
It's a remarkable rarity, you know, Dave. It's a Christian-themed film that does not hit viewers over their heads with a message, yet manages to naturally relay a great deal of spiritual significance through its story. As a result, this movie not only genuinely encourages introspection among its audience, but also generates a lot of laughs along the way. You're going to laugh a lot if you see Believe Me, and I highly recommend that you do. More importantly, the biggest laughs and the deepest reflection will be experienced by those who would ordinarily be unresponsive to religious themes thanks to its uniquely self-satirical approach. You know, you go into a religious-themed film and you think, well, I don't want to be hit over the head with these ideas.
Right.
You don't even go see the movie because of that. Well, this movie is making fun of religion.
Oh.
And then it hits you, like a...
wheelbell.
It hits you, very lightly, you know what? Maybe there are some important messages here. And there are really important messages in this movie. The film's only flaw is its perplexingly open-ended conclusion. it left me a little on edge, but I'm giving Believe Me a thumbs up.
Good.
You know, it's been a great year for religious film. I just got to say, you know, we still haven't talked about God's Not Dead, but we're going to talk about that on a future show. We're going to have a lot of the producers in studio with us, and, you know, because they're right here in the valley. And then
Who are they?
I'll tell you after the break. But Mom's Night Out was a great, great film. You know, that football film, When the Game Stands Tall, that was a great film. And then, you know, The Song, one of the best movies of the year.
Yeah.
Believe Me, that's a great film. What a great year for movies. And again, you know, I want to thank...
Thank
all of our guests today.
And me too.
And you too, right. Well, you know, again, so everyone should go check out the song, Believe Me, Tracks, or The Equalizer, all great films this week.
And again, our thanks to Alan Powell, the song. Then you had...
Max Adler from Believe Me, actor.
And Bill Maher.
And Bill Maher, yes.
And congratulations to the winners. Who won this time?
James, congratulations.
Congratulations, James.
Yeah. And by the way, he said he loves our show.
Oh, well, great. Thank you,
well,
James.
Well, James,
appreciate
make sure
it.
That you go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Remember, we've got tickets for Annabelle, Gone Girl, and The Judge to give away VIP seats strictly through Breakthrough Entertainment and Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. You're going to want to go on there and enter our code of the week, the word of the week, that is...
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher. Or Wasikowska, because I don't want to confuse people. You know, we saw them both.
Bill Maher.
Or Bill Maher. Yes. Either one of them.
Spell his name right.
Easy.
Already done it.
Exponential increase of chances of winning these really special seats.
And we will be at the Bill Maher
and you know, next
special.
Week, yes, you will. And next week, we're going to kick off our month-long Halloween hullabaloo.
Oh.
It's our third
annual
music. No, not annual, because we've done, it's our third installment in our Songs Made Scary by Horror Movie series.
Say that again.
So it's going to be a whole lot of scary month going on.
Oh, scary. I don't like scary.
Dave, this is my favorite.
What happened romantic month?
That's in February. But this song is going to take us out of the show.
It's not time yet, Joseph.
Oh, it's not time yet? Okay. Well, I'm just excited, okay?
Yeah, see, look, he's excited. He's on the table.
I'm excited, yes.
Hey, put your... shirt back on, will you?
I thought
he has a hairy chest.
Allie Faulkner, 602-252-1480. Allie Faulkner, please give me a call, 602-252-1480. Or if you are a traditional woman who looks like Allie Faulkner, I will settle for that.
Or just a traditional woman.
Or just any beautiful
or
woman.
Or just a woman.
Bill Pullman, 602-252-1480.
For Greg. That was Greg, not for me. But, you know, Alan
Paxton.
Powell is a great actor, and I cannot wait to have him in studio. You know, Anthem Lights, I hope
seems
that
like
they show up.
Seems like a good
up.
Guy, yeah.
Yeah, very nice guy.
Very
and,
cool.
You know,
here
again,
comes the hillbilly music.
Hillbilly music? No. This song is a great song from the song Turn, 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 sung by Alan Powell. I cried.
He cried, ladies and gentlemen. He's a sensitive man looking for a woman.
Seriously,
602-252-1480. Call him, and you can win a date with Joseph J. In person.
And I will be exactly, well, no, not
who
exactly
he is.
Like
he'll
Alan
be who
Powell.
He is.
Yeah, I'll be the nice version of it.
He does like the spoon. You have to know all about spooning. But
and
this
ducks.
Is a great movie, a great song by Alan Powell, originally by The Byrds. Excellent movie. And there we are.
And the theme of the song is great, too, you know. Life is just, there's a time for everything in the seasons.
That's right. And stay tuned for Real Hockey Talk coming right up, 12 o'clock. We'll see you in a second.
There is a season, turn, 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 and it's up for every purpose.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480.